looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Light on Living. This is a special featured series, Food for the Soul. I'm Lisa Berry, and Pamela LaRocque is my lovely co-host. And I just want to share with you that we are two women who are compelled to help heal the world by sharing what we have learned through our own personal and professional experiences. We feel there is an understanding that the food we provide for the physical and spiritual body truly affects the mental and emotional parts of ourselves as well. I wanted to kick that off with that reintroduction because that was amazingly how Pamela and I first started this little mini series about the chakras. And it wasn't by accident that we literally wrote in there about our own personal and professional experiences and this transformation, because Pamela and I could never have imagined the transformation that we've had as we were closing off now with the third eye and crown chakra, but we started with the root. And my goodness, this has been like when we think about how we wanted to continue learning about the chakras and how to feed them on all levels, from energy to elements to foods and fun, I don't think we could have imagined, Pamela. And I know you're there, but I want to just do one other little tiny thing, because when we started this, you know, I was just learning about you. We're such new friends, but eternal friends. And just for fun, I want to share about Pamela and who she is. And this was the intro that we started. And I just want to share with you who she is. And I'm going to ask Pamela to think about while I do this, who she has actually become since then and what she'd like to add to this little intro. So,
yeah.
Exactly. You're welcome. This is fun. And I want everybody to think about what would their intro been, you know, a few months ago, and who are they now? Like, what has happened in their lives? Well, back then, because it seems so long ago now, Pamela LaRocque is a life purpose mentor, and she began her career as a social worker before securing her most rewarding but most difficult job ever, motherhood. and this not so fun part, with the loss of her second son, Riken, she went on a quest for the meaning of life. She embraced her grief during her pursuits for joy and peace. Pamela found help on many different avenues that she shares in her book, Riken's Journey. As an energy healer, she feels the importance in acknowledging our pain so we can understand the life lesson, and that this is the key to freeing ourselves, understanding that love is infinite. So, Pam, I'm reading that, and it's all so true and exact, but it seems like there's even more now. Could you... I'm putting you on the spot, but
you surprised me with this, Lisa. Regardless, but what's really interesting is I pulled an Archangel Gabriel card this morning for me, and it was like, this is interesting. It's about vulnerability and trust your emotions, which you've just evoked in me. So I will try to explain what the journey I've had in these last 4 months has meant to me, considering I've been on a journey for about almost 15 years now with parenthood. We try and be really quick, but I really feel I've come full circle. And we're going to be talking about the third eye and the crown today. I hope I don't cry, but I was very bent. I won't want to be, you know, hell bent, I guess.
Right.
Gratitude bent. That might be a better word. Gratitude bent on becoming joyful and wondering, like, where is my life purpose? And I've been traveling this road for many years, and so doing this show with you has brought me full circle to understanding why I had to learn all the things I needed to learn, and that walking through, you know, the pits of pain and despair and agony to finally come to a place of complete peace and acceptance for the life that I've led and the lessons that I've had to endure, and actually forgiving and coming around to just loving my life. And I'm going to be 44 this year in October, and that's, you know, the number of angels around you. And I feel it's very fitting and timely that I've been able to do all this rather than maybe stay stuck in a rut and not get to enjoy the next 44 years of my life because I was still in such pain and agony.
You know, thank you for that. You for being put on the spot. I think you did really well, by the way.
Thank you.
And I love that you, okay, so one of the, and you, as you mentioned, we're doing the third eye and the crown, and I did not, I mean, I didn't know a lot of things, but I really didn't know that forgiveness was actually in the crown. And you know what, when you just said right there about you, we had to go, like, this is beyond just a transformation and a thing. Like, when you say full circle, and you said your mission was to become more joyful. And actually just did a show on that about reclaiming happiness. And, you know, we're innately happy, but we sometimes can't feel the joy. And that you were like, that was where you were hell bent on. You're like, no, I know I'm supposed to be. I am happiness, but how can I become joyful? And it was through forgiveness and like what you went through. Like, and agony is a good word. I love that you chose that word because a lot of people out there are feeling, I'm not just grumpy or disconnected or sad or angry. I am going through hell. I'm going through agony. I'm going through pain. And I can't even imagine feeling joy again.
Yeah, that's exactly. And then you fake it till you make it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, of course, I had Caden, and I had to fake it. And I had, I was, until I, you know, was able to delve into this, you know, this self-worth and self-love and self-care that I finally am at a, you know, an all-time high for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I had Caden to, like, I need to be joyful for this child because I don't want him in therapy because, you know, it's very, you know, what can I do for him? And now sometimes, and of course my area is pregnancy and infant loss, you know, what can you do if it's to honor that baby? Every day, do something amazing for yourself in honor of that child until you can do it in honor of yourself.
Oh, I love that, in honor of. And it doesn't have to be somebody who's passed away. It's somebody that's here. Oh, that's beautiful. I'm writing that down. You know what's funny? It's like, as we all know, I don't have children, but I have my cats who are my babies. And you know what? Many times a lot of people will say, why don't you go, let's say, travel the world or go for a 2-month excursion somewhere. And I was like, no, I have, it's not just responsibilities. I enjoy being with my family, my cats. And so I actually have thanked them, my cats, to say, I actually am grateful for them grounding me to them and to say, no, I can't be out all night. No, I can't be off traveling, like for now, right now, because they're grounding me and allowing me to, I'm doing it in honor of them so that I can help the world, however we do it, right? Like, so that now I'm home and I'm in bed and I'm doing, you know, responsible things.
And then ultimately you're taking really good self-care of you for them.
Yes, exactly. And so what an incredible, you know, again, as we go through, we pick two chakras, you know, for each show. Oh my gosh, I think this one, we say this every show, but these ones were heavy. Like, I really was going through and thinking, I don't know if we can do two in one show. Like, these are, I did not know. I don't think I've ever explored these, the third eye and the crown as much and in this way. And I think it's because we have set a foundation. We've learned so much about the other chakras that we're able to get more. Did you find that about these two?
Well, actually, what I found interesting is I learned more on the earth chakras, I feel, because I guess the earth chakras, I kind of, they are more social worky to me, like counseling and kind of stuff I've learned with, you know, I'm a Juice Plus representative, so I know lots about those things. But these two today, they really stood out because for the last, for sure, 6 years, I've been focused on maybe even 8 years now since I've moved out to Alberta, because that's when my back hurt. The middle of my back started and was guilt and then traveled all the way down. And I had all these physical issues and I couldn't get out of bed most mornings. And that's when I had to start visualizing in my mind, my third eye.
Yes.
Praying and meditating every morning before I got out of bed. I worked with those two for years.
Oh.
Now I just can get out of bed and, like, to be a healthy body and to, you know, do yoga and be free. But I had so much emotional pain stuck.
And I'm really excited to do these two. And this is like the perfect intro, and we can have time, you know, the next two segments to share on each one. But I feel like I'm talking lots. But these two,
please do.
They're just really, for me, resonated with that whole feeling that I have actually transformed. I'm out of the cocoon finally. Actually, this show is how I feel, that I've come out of my cocoon, and I am, you know, this is the beginning of flying to be the person I'm supposed to be.
Yes, and you have butterflies. The white butterfly is for you. That's your symbol.
Yeah.
The white and white. Oh my goodness. The
it's really interesting, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, well, and as we do start, this is so this is going to be a funny thing to say, but I, because you know how I have my little analogies for the shows, and you know, one of them was, you know, extension cords and lights and everything. Well, I was opening. I got up this morning and made my tea, and I was, you know, opening the windows and opening the blinds and the curtains, and you know the little stick that you spin or you turn, twirl to open, to tilt the blinds?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right? As I was doing that, I thought, okay, I'm opening them and I'm letting the light in, and I thought, oh, isn't that interesting? With chakras, we often will think that we have a blocked or closed chakra, or that we have to open one, and I was thinking how I have thought about that, you know, opening and closing a chakra from all the earthly chakras, but I don't feel that way about the more heavenly or consciousness chakras. And I thought, oh, well, that's interesting, because I feel more like we're tilting, slanting or letting light in or not when I think of the third eye and the crown versus closing and opening. And the blinds made me think of
it. Yeah. Well, I think, too, you and I are, you know, we're very in tune. You know, we're connected spiritually, psychically, all those things. And so it's even more, I found it even more vibrating faster this month.
Yeah,
higher,
speed.
Better.
Yeah, higher, better speed. Well, let's jump into, you know what, let's go with that one. We're going to do the third eye chakra, and which it's funny because I keep saying third eye, but it's not the third chakra. It's the brow chakra, and
right.
It is the sixth chakra, and it is all to do with intuition, foresight, and vision. And so with that, but it's a vision that you can't see. It's not like, you know, you're looking around kind of thing. So it's seeing things more clearly. It's seeing things that in a different way, you know, it's something deeper, broader, bigger. And intuition, I was going to ask you, if you had to define the word intuition, how would you define that to someone?
I always feel it's a gut feeling. Until I started reading more about this. And then I realized when you meet someone, all of a sudden in your head, it's that knowing inside my mind, okay, I feel good energy from this person. Or I go into my mind. I notice now after learning more again about this chakra that I do go into my mind and ask the question, do I want to do this? Like whatever the choice. Is this going to make me happy? Is this something I'll regret not doing on the deathbed? Those things. So the intuition, and sometimes it's just right there. Like I get a yes or a no instantly. And I can feel it in, you know, just behind your forehead.
Ah, actually, I love that you said gut feeling, and I'll tell you why. And because you as a social worker have those, you know, earthly kind of physical emotions and stuff. And myself as a nutritionist and studying body chemistry, I love that you said gut feeling, because the third eye, the brow chakra, the third eye chakra is to do with vision. And then you're thinking about different, I'm thinking, of course, your vision. I'm thinking about sleep. I'm thinking of tiredness. I'm thinking melatonin, serotonin. I'm thinking all those neurotransmitters. And our gut is our second brain. It's actually bigger than our brain. It has all those neurotransmitters. So when you say a gut feeling, in fact, it is, because you're getting that serotonin feeling. And that could be that gut feeling that's back and forth that travels along the vagus nerve in your body there, between the brain and your gut. So it's probably, you're right.
It's really interesting, isn't it? Like it's all so connected. And it's, again, this is actually the area with the integrated energy therapy where is trust. So what I love about this area is trusting yourself and your intuition and the wisdom and the guidance and the foresight you're getting. So this is Archangel Gabriel's area. He releases distrust that, you know, we build up from all these life experiences we go through. And then, you know, make space to have trust come in so we can trust ourselves again. Because, you know, there's times where, like, you know, a relationship, we're in a relationship or we've had a past relationship and we're going to go into a new one and we wonder, well, can we trust ourselves?
Yes. You actually, know? You know, the if one is experiencing their third eye not being open or balanced or healthy, they'll actually go through indecisiveness, procrastination, and fearful of the future. And you know what's funny? Those are things that if you lack trust, you would be indecisive. You would procrastinate. You would be fearful of the future.
Yeah.
So if somebody's connecting to that right now going, well, yeah, I'm not having an easy time making decisions and I'm putting everything off and I'm scared of what could happen. I mean, this could definitely be, as opposed to not just isolating our self-worth chakra, but this could be that trust of your own wisdom, intuition. And what do you see? Like, what are you seeing for yourself? And how do you, you know, just put it all together in your vision of yourself.
Right, exactly. And, you know, when I was diagnosed with PTSD after Riken died, I had to choose, do I want to hang on to that label? Because with that label for myself, I'm speaking for myself, that would have had, you know, I labeled myself that I'm scattered, which is all in this chakra. I have difficulty concentrating. What is my life purpose? What am I going to do with my life? I have no purpose. And so instead I started, you know, I had that, but now I am focused. Now I am able to concentrate. Now I am finding my life purpose. You know, it's all, again, your brain is made up of thoughts. And it's that whole, what thoughts are you allowing to be on your record player going around and around and around in your mind?
It is. I love that you said that, around and around your mind. And funny enough, when you say that, I think of somebody who has insomnia.
Yes.
Because the thoughts of,
you, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's one of them. And so, and migraines, actually. So migraines, anxiety, and insomnia, and those usually they can come from, and we might not think of this, but you're right, something that's going on over and over and over in your mind, it's relentless. It just won't stop.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And it's also earaches, vision problems, and brain tumors.
Oh my gosh, I forgot we had commercials. Oh.
Okay.
See you soon.
Okay.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, to Food for the Soul. That was, you know, it's a good show. No, you and I are having fun, at least. When I totally forgot we even had commercials.
I know. It's all good.
I love that. We are back. We are talking about the brow chakra, the third eye chakra, the sixth chakra of them all, intuition, foresight, and I love. You know what? This is such a pretty one. I mean, the colors indigo. And first of all, if somebody doesn't know what that even means at first, you go, what the heck color is indigo? So it's like a violet, silver, and dark blue purple. And I love those colors so much. They just feel good.
I know, they do. They do. They're very, they just make you feel happy. Like for me, it's.
Yeah. Well, there's a vibration to them, too. The stone, though, I want to bring up, this is funny. I would never have known what lapis lazuli is, but it was my mother's favorite stone. And I didn't. Yeah, and I didn't know that was for the third one. So amethyst, lapis lazuli. What have I got? Another one. Oh, moonstone. I love moonstone. That's pretty. And quartz. Do you have different ones?
I have the ones that I sapphire, emerald, that are different from you, jet, Herkimer diamond, which I don't know much about that.
Oh.
But it's interesting that emerald was for this one. So
yes.
And the mantra for this one is Om, because we had talked about the last show.
I am so glad that you said that. I want to. Oh, actually, I've got Om for crown, and that would make sense because Om is the everything, the all that is kind of thing, all that ever was and will be. The
it's interesting. I have for the crown, A U M. So again, I guess they're so connected that. Either
one, hey? Yes, it actually works in tandem. So crazy pants. And I love that they actually, you, one, would want to connect with their third eye, get their vision, trust their intuition, be settled that way and have that expansion to go into, like you wouldn't want to go to the crown without having that because the crown is like what you and I did. It's not just us. It's not just personal. It's everybody. It's universal.
Right.
Yeah.
I really feel too that if you're working on your third eye, you are actually delving into the spiritual side.
Yes. Yeah.
Could lead you then to, you know, the higher consciousness of the crown and, you know, praying.
Yes, praying and meditation. I've got a question for you because this is especially you being a social worker background. I'm really curious as to what you think about this. I've never done this. This is not something that I've done or do, or I don't even have any interest in it myself, but I know lots of people do. But there's a documentary out called Psychedelics or something like that. I can't remember the name of it. And they do talk about people who use the drugs, the LSD and the cannabis and everything to open their third eye. Now, this is for me, I'm all happy just to go into my little third eye there and check it out myself. But, but some people do. I mean, they've had tremendous experiences going that way. Do you have any experience?
Well, you know, the social worker in me is like, well, to me, that's something that's helping you to get to that space.
Yeah.
So my concern would be, would it become addictive?
Right, yes.
Whereas, you know, because you and I are, it's like a muscle, right? It's like you go to the gym and you want to build your muscle. When you meditate, you're helping, you know, create new pathways in your brain through the third eye, and then you're also helping to connect to higher above with just yourself. And I think, you know, on another level, as a mother of a person who's going to be as a teenager, you know, I'm just big on, you know, work on what's really healthy for you and building you. And again, there's no judgment if people choose to do that and they have these crazy, amazing, profound experiences. That's fabulous. But again, I was born to be a social worker, and I just think, no, let's not try those things, because what if you have the brain that has the addiction?
Right, you're worried about the, repercussions. And I want to put just add to this, because a lot of people, so that's one thing. So people can choose, you know, a drugs or a plant or something to do that way. However, what people might not be aware of is that we're actually hindering our third eye chakra and those kind of states by even taking something very common called a sleeping pill.
Right.
And I had to look into this because there's a lot of people who, you know, either take a sleeping pill or maybe they're taking antidepressant medication or, you know, they're actually, and that really interferes with, again, I'm hoping that everybody would at least, you know, try meditation, try the yoga poses, try Reiki, try acupuncture, acupressure, sounds, all like everything. Before adding those kind of chemicals, because even, and this is an interesting one, and I forgot about this. I'm pretty sure you do too, but do you have fluoridated water in your city water?
They took it out.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, I was quite thrilled. They took it out a few years ago, so.
Oh, yeah. I'm so happy. Okay, wow.
I know.
I just have so much hope now. This is great. Okay, so, well, what actually, because the third eye is so closely what's related to the I see pineal, but there's pineal, everybody's the pineal gland.
Right.
Fluoride in the water actually, it encapsulates, it like it covers and gets stuck to that gland, which yes, it's horrible. And the pictures are yucky, not yucky, but I mean, it's sad because a lot of the times we're taking, whether we're taking a prescription medication or anything, or we're just drinking stuff that we think is safe for us, it's actually hindering not only our health, but now it's messing around with our chakras. We don't want that.
Well, yeah, exactly. And, you know, our physical bodies, they're so important to keep as healthy as you can, right? Because if you do not feel well physically, then mm-hmm. all the way up your chakras, it's going to affect things.
Exactly.
Like you said, you're going to have to possibly take an antidepressant or a sleeping pill to help cope in the world. And then, you know, you're kind of messing with that connection to, you know, the higher consciousness to get the best connection. And, yeah, so.
Mm-hmm. The most supportive. Because then, and we'll go into the crown in a minute, but that's where, this, if you're feeling, well, we'll talk about the isolation thing there. But, yes, I want to talk, because we just started talking about the body and how we feed it. And I love that you mentioned that you're a Juice Plus representative. I am, thankfully, because you have done this for me, I now take it and I love it and I feel it. And the foods are so important. So I want to share the foods that really help support the third eye. And this is because, you know, we talked about the colors being violet and dark blues and indigo. So, of course, eggplant would be awesome.
Yeah.
At eggplant is beautiful. Plums and blueberries, purple cabbage, purple kale, and grapes. Oh, my goodness, grapes. And really fun ones, and everybody's going to love me for saying this, but chocolate and caffeine. And I had to say this, that I just steeped myself a cup of creamed Earl Grey. There's no cream in it. It's just called that. But it's the bergamot, the little purple, little cute flowers
right.
that are in there. Oh, they're just so pretty when I look at them. And that dark, rich, that all that, like those deep hues that just make you feel good.
Oh, that's awesome. I found a couple other little things I just want to share about. Plums and prunes have phenols in them, and that
yes.
neutralizes the radicals in your body that would target brain cells. To hurt your brain cells. So if you're wondering, well, what's the big deal about eating a plum? Well, it's got
right.
the phenols in it are going to have antioxidants, which are neutralizing, you know, to make less free radical damage, especially for the brain cells. And again, with the brain, for omega-3s, nuts, fish, and flaxseed.
Mm-hmm.
And then back to your talking about those other ones, you talked about eggplant, purple kale, purple cabbage, and purple onions. This is the polyphenols, which reduce inflammation in the body. And what I was reading is that inflammation in the body is the primary reason people are getting ill.
Yes. Yeah, I call it
kind of. You would know that with nutrition, right?
Yeah. And it's unfortunate that inflammation is just what it is. It's out of balance because we need inflammation. I mean, if I were to cut myself, or if anybody were to cut themselves, you need inflammation to occur to, you know, kind of wall off that area and start helping it to heal. I mean, it's protection mode. But what happens is that what you mentioned, the word free radicals, which is this is damage. This can happen from so many things. But when we have that free radical damage, the inflammation occurs. It has to be there, but then we just have so much damage and so many harmful things, and even harmful thoughts cause inflammation because it causes stress.
Right, right.
And so those polyphenols become extremely important.
Yeah.
Like I love that he said, oh, so what's the big deal about eating plums? That's so cute. I love that.
Well, but you know, it's funny. You don't think about what you're eating because plums are in season now. I just bought some the other day for our family. And the other things we've been eating lots of are blackberries and blueberries, which have flavonoids and resveratrol, which decreases blood pressure. So, again, it's like you are what you eat. Like if you have some blood pressure issues going on, you know, get blackberries and blueberries in your body every day, you know.
I actually learned that when the third eye is out of a balance, that high blood pressure is actually one of them. So I like that you said that. One of the things that we're talking about, you know, insomnia and more like migraines and stuff in the brain and stuff, I would never have actually put sciatica, like your sciatic nerve, when it's inflamed, as being a part of a third eye issue. Now, I want to look into that more. Have you come across that? Were you?
You know what? No, I haven't, but I want to look into that more, too. There's a lot of people. Men, too, have issues with sciatica.
Brutal. So, I have a friend right now who's been just like completely horizontal for I think months now because it's just been you can't figure it out. So maybe I'm going to bring that up to them and let them know, hey,
How's your third eye doing?
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, so with the third eye, the biggest thing is, if we can just highlight to people, you know, I think they're kind of connecting. Like if it is underactive, you and we've talked about, you know, that lack of trust, being indecisive and procrastinating, have fearful stuff, and having anything, physical things like insomnia and high blood pressure, sciatica, depression, anxiety, those things. But then somebody who's really opened up, do you want to share what they might enjoy and experience if they've opened it?
Yeah, actually, for me, I'll give you my experience. Once this has finally been open and I was searching on my life purpose, I went walking in nature again. I took some time, and it was one of the things, how do I be joyful and how do I find my purpose? I went walking in nature, and that's when the angels started talking, saying, you're going to be helping women, women empowering women. Mm-hmm. And then about a year after that, I would clearly see visions of the books I was going to write. I could see everything about them. So, you know, if you're, especially if you're looking and searching and then you're watching, both when you're laying in bed doing your, you know, visualization and meditating, and then when you actually go out and about, just be aware and focused on, you know, what are your priorities?
Mm, I like that. And do they match? Are you doing the things that are matching your vision? I think clarity is a big...
Sometimes we do sabotage ourselves, and it's unconsciously.
Yes. Yeah. And that can come from fear. Like the sabotage does come from fear or lack of belief. And so in not wrapping up the third eye, because we're going to talk about it anyways at the crown, but I think that's the biggest thing is if someone is just feeling like what you said, they're not quite sure of their life purpose, or, you know, they're just not feeling, they're not clear. This is something that would assist that. So getting clarity, having the visions, and then being able to see when you see something. You know, how many times when somebody explains something to you, like they've given you recipes or direction, and they're saying it to you, but you can't see it until you see it, you know, that you draw a map or you get shown on a video. You suddenly have something that you can match, you know, and match that vibration, match that alignment, and go, oh, yeah, I've seen that, I can do this.
Yeah, it's amazing, right? I know when I work with my clients and I work on this area, I'm really asking them, what do you want in your life? And see it as your eyes are closed, see it and visualize it, you know, and then see what do you need to do? What are the steps? And make them small, concrete steps. You know, if you can't meditate for 2 hours a day, which most people can't, I don't, but could you meditate for 8 minutes a day?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think people could say yes to that, right?
Yes. Yeah, and they have so many beautiful things that you can just get, like a little app to help you. And I know that these are the most common ones too for me is, like right now I have both incense is burning, so there's a stream of that smoke coming up. You can meditate, there's a flicker of a candle, there's the ticking of a clock, there's little tiny, like even sitting in your room and the sounds your house makes, you know, maybe your room has a creak in the floor, that when the wind blows, you know, something like just to kind of, and the distraction of the rest of your life can allow you to just be not mindless, but mindless so that you can open up that third.
Yeah, exactly. And what's good for the anxiety and depression side is it gives your mind that break from the constant chatter, and you are actually letting, you know, your mind heal again. So again, you're healing yourself.
So it's a quieting the mind to allow the third eye. And then, so this is giving us a great, we've got a good chunk, we can 4 minutes to dive into the crown. Oh my goodness. I know. It's huge. So, with the crown chakra, it's not the final chakra because there's a bazillion of them, but it's of the basic ones. So it's the top, it's the biggie, it's the crown of the seven basic chakras. So it is the seventh chakra. And I love that this is represented by a lotus with 1,000 petals.
Yeah, beautiful, hey?
I know.
Yeah. So the top of your head, right, the top of your head and a little bit above it is the space or the crown.
Right. Yes, like just where you would put a crown on, and it has purity, renewal, and beauty. And I love the word purity, and that makes sense that the color is white, you know, or rainbows. Actually, it's like white, but with all the colors too. It's kind of neat.
It is.
And you love rainbows.
I do love rainbows. I do. Yeah, they're amazing. Rainbows just make, when I see a rainbow, I feel balanced, happy, joyful, right?
That's a good word, balanced. Oh, that's so funny, because really it is. It's balancing everything, colors, vibration, beauty, and it's like a see-through. It's like a see-through thing.
Right, exactly. I know I always envision white light that's sparkling, iridescent, coming down through the top of my head, you know, and the more sparkles, the more love and light from the other side, which is the spiritual world that we can get into when we come back from the commercial.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I like that you said that, that you're envisioning the light coming in. And in fact, yeah, so we still got a couple of minutes here, but that's the best thing. So if you're, so when I think of the crown, I think I was always scared. I was like, oh, no, I don't want to do the crown chakra. It's too much for me. It's too big, too crazy. It's too out there. Because really what it does, it connects us to the universe. It's the cosmic, it's the gateway to the cosmic self. And for me, it was almost more like I didn't want to go there. And I just thought, well, if it's open, it's open. If it's closed, it's closed. I don't want to touch it. I don't want to mess around in there. That's a scary world.
Well, and interestingly, so for me, I think back to when I didn't do the energy work and the spiritual side that I've come upon it. After Reichen died, it was about my connection to God. And because I had so much anger at God and didn't know what, that's why I went searching. You know, if you don't know what you believe in, or you believe in nothing, it would be a scary place to think about.
Well, I'm glad that when we come back from commercial then, that's actually a good thing to touch on. I'm glad that we can support anybody who is experiencing any fear or unknown. And for other people who are like, no, I love diving into the crown and opening up and making sure that it's unconnected. So, yes, when we come back, we'll do that. And we'll talk more about what foods can feed the crown and what poses and everything.
Sounds great.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Well, you know what? Pamela LaRocque and I, Lisa Berry, are just so happy to be sharing the final two chakras with everybody here on Food for the Soul. And as we're diving into the crown chakra here, there's going to be so much, and we'll try to get in everything we can. But part of the thing is I want to share about the crown is this is truly about transcending limitations and diving into enlightened wisdom. So
for me, I was a little bit nervous and scared. You know, I think I've always shied away from the crown, but now I think I have a new relationship with it, because it really is the relationship to our own systems. It's us between nature, us and our belongings, and us and our emotions. And so I feel myself, Pam, that I'm just so happy that I have a crown chakra now, and I might have a good relationship with it.
I know. I actually pulled a card for this one.
Ooh, okay.
And again, it's going to be funny, the one we got. It's prayer. And she's got a star above her head where the crown chakra is. It's our sandal phone. So I'll just read it quick, and it kind of sums up a lot of what you just said. Prayer is the ultimate form of communication with a higher consciousness, be it Jesus, Mary, angels, Buddha, the universe, life, or any other aspect of the divine. When we pray, we automatically open our crown chakra.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe you pulled that card.
Or space within us that connects us to God, life, and the divine support that is always available to us. We become aware of our own divine nature and the unconditional universal love that exists for us. Prayer is an extremely powerful tool for invoking healing, wisdom, love, and support for ourselves. When we connect to nature, we connect to the universal aspect of ourselves, instinct, feeling, intuition, and the life, death, rebirth cycles of nature. The individual self is lost in the vast sea of the universal, and we become a link in the chain of existence at one with all of nature. When we connect to spirit, we feel our individual presence in this world. Thought enters us and creates a sense of separation through our varying beliefs and values. When nature and spirit unite in us as the divine, we become in accord with all of life. We may experience the tragedy and ecstasy of life from a place of acceptance, surrender, and union with a higher source of consciousness. When we pray from a truly loving, open, and humble space for answers or assistance, all we need to do is be open to receive what we need when the time is right, with an open heart and a willingness to take responsibility and be accountable for our lives. If you do this, you may even experience miracles to help you on your way. Prayer is also a way of offering love and respect to the divine. It may be a way of acknowledging, honoring, and appreciating the divine. The more you honor the relationship, the more it will offer to your life. Whatever we nourish will grow. If you make the divine your mother, father, and best friend, you will experience an immense amount of love, synchronicity, and support from the divine every day. This is a great opportunity available for you now in the form of prayer. This is a time for recognizing the universal love and support that is available to you all the time. All you have to do is acknowledge and connect to it.
Oh, my goodness. First of all, you're like an awesome card picker.
I know. I just asked, which one should it be? Put it on top, because I'm a Libra. And I shuffle and I wait and I say that prayer and I can feel the energy. And when the energy calms, then I just flip it over and there it was.
That is so perfect. And I caught a couple things there. A link in the chain of existence. We are a link in the chain of existence. That is so beautiful to me. Like that's everything. First of all, I love jewelry, so I might have to like that. But I love bracelets and sparkly crystal, which is light and white. But I love that divine support and unconditional universal love. Those are two things, and that's a big one, because thinking of the crown, it's you're not alone. It's divine support. It's unconditional, you know, universal love. When I think of the crown now, I love what you said there, and now I feel I now have a new level of respect for the crown chakra, for the universal, and that's what you said. You know, when you pray and when you're in prayer, it offers a respect to all that is. And I love that card. That's a beautiful card. And it's funny, because when I was looking up, okay, well, what foods are really going to support this? But you know what? Yes, there are foods, but I want to highlight that what really came up was the nutrients are actually more like sunlight and pure air. So they're more, more elemental. And it's so true, because what is it we do when we pray? Well, we bow our heads, but we look up. We look up into the pure air, into the sunlight. What do we do when we feel the sunlight on our face? You know, we're tilting our chin upwards and up to the crown, up to the world. And I thought that was so beautiful, that those are the things that actually nourish the crown.
Right. Right. Because for me, it's even nourishing this relationship with someone other than yourselves. And I know when I became a mom, it was really important to me that my children not be fearful of, if they're ever, you know, fearful, that they feel that they're not alone. Because, you know, if we couldn't be there with them, that they could just, you know, go within and know that, you know, whoever they're going to believe in or, you know, pray to, that God is there, just that they're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
And even when they're feeling alone, right?
Yes. Yes, that's actually one of the biggest things. As a small child, I don't ever remember not feeling this, but I used to say to my parents, little, when I was like 2 and 3, I would say, oh, well, you know, the people across the world, we're all friends. And I used to say that, and they'd be like, oh, you're friends with the people across the world. And I said, yes. I said, they're just in another place, but we're all friends.
Aw, isn't that the epitome of world peace? That's beautiful.
Yeah. Yes, and I never felt alone. I always feel like, no, I have friends. I have friends all over the world, but, you know, they're everywhere. There's another really cool thing I learned about the chakra, the crown chakra, that I was, like, excited about, because back to the nutrition. It goes back to, like, that pure air and sunlight. It was more about those things than food, and fasting and detoxing was really related to the crown chakra. And that makes sense because, yeah, and the foods that are connected to the crown, what I came up with are like garlic and ginger and onions. And it's funny because those are very antiseptic and antiviral, antibacterial, like very detoxifying kind of things. And one is mushrooms because they're, you know, very light in color, the white ones and everything. And it's funny because I try to eat mushrooms every single day. They're immunological. It's your health. It's your whole system. And I love, there's a TED Talk, I believe it's called Mushrooms Can Heal the World or Fix the World or Heal the World. The mushroom guy, Stamet. Oh, gosh, I can't remember his name. And I should. But he just talks about mushrooms and how they are there they're like a network that can just, their spores, the fungi, just put a net over the earth and heal it and regenerate it, renew it. And isn't that so neat? Because renewal is the, you know, crown chakra purity. And so I just, this crown one's really interesting.
Well, it is. And I know when I was doing more research, this was about a year ago, I was doing a lot of research on the crown chakra and just connecting and more, you know, for channeling and all this stuff. But there was an emphasis on organic fruits and vegetables, right? Pesticide, herbicide free, right? Because again, you want to be pure. It's about being pure, right?
Yes.
Also, it was a vegan diet, no meat, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
So if anyone's, you know, if that's kind of step number one, maybe. Just, you know, eating more fruits and vegetables, buying organic if you can, maybe giving up, you know, not having as much meat, you know, or giving it up 1 or 2 days a week, just starting that way and feeling lighter and connect, you know, it might be helpful to, it will be helpful for connecting.
Yes, and actually, it's fun. When you say that about feeling lighter, that's an interesting thing because what I came up with is it's formless. Limitless, you know, liberation from limiting things. And actually Light on Living is, you know, that's the name of the actual show. And that is really what I would love everybody to experience because we really can, you know, there's nothing, we are earthly beings. I mean, I love that I'm drinking tea out of my favorite cup, you know, that's a materialistic thing. I'm very connected to it. But at the same time, I want to be balanced enough to know that I have universal connection and that I'm detached in a lightness way, you know, not a shackled kind of way.
Right.
And what do you think of the word bliss? Because that came up a lot when you talked about the crown chakra. Like it's a blissful union. So you're experiencing bliss. What does that mean to you?
To me, it's almost a calm state of love.
Aww.
When you hear the word bliss, right? It's just serene. And love. I always think of unconditional love in this area because I feel, you know, all the ones on the other side that are guiding us and helping us, angels, God, you know, other beings, they truly love us unconditionally.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they so do.
Bliss to me is that just, you know, when you feel loved unconditionally, that is bliss in your heart, right?
Yes. And actually, it's funny that you said about unconditional love from other beings, like in animals too, because, and we talked about the vibration and frequency and how it's higher and faster, let's say, right?
Yeah.
Well, I know this is like, it happens numerous times a day. So, but I am as excited and happy and full of love to see my cats because they run inside and outside. Every time they come in, I look, oh, Lucy, you know, and I just like, I'm so excited. She literally vibrates. She's so happy. Like, oh my God, I'm home again. I know I was here half an hour ago, but you know what?
Yeah.
The vibration of her knowing and feeling that I love her and that she is connected and that she matters. It's like, I love when you can see like little animals, like just get so excited that they vibrate and shake. And that's unconditional love to me.
Exactly. And that's, you know, and that's for us humans on the earth plane, that's as close probably as it gets, right?
With, yeah.
Like that feeling and watching that beautiful animal give you that love.
That is. Yourself. And so if somebody were to experience, let's call it a blocked or not accessed or not connected to crown chakra, one big thing would be you would be limited, you know, your spiritual growth. Like you couldn't get there, so you couldn't go anywhere. And that would make you feel very isolated because we're talking about not feeling alone. So the opposite of not, you know, would that be you'd be isolated and have emotional distress. And the biggest one is, and this is where I think a lot of people connect a little bit more, lack of direction and inability to set and maintain goals. That was huge when I read that.
Yeah. And this is another area, too, is if you're suffering from a chronic or life-threatening illness. And with the, you know, the energy work I do, I see lots of the emotions, you know, even in myself, my grief was stuck and it caused so much pain and I had such lack of direction until I started, you know, working through all of this and the way to heal this and to work through this is again, they talked a lot about energy work, having someone do energy work on you or being trained in energy work to heal yourself.
You know, I'm so happy that you said that about energy work. And one of the easiest, simplest ways that anybody can do even energy work, like please reach out and talk. I don't want to call them a practitioner, but an energy healer or somebody that can help you. But here's smudging. Like we talked about, you know, fasting and detoxing and things, but smudging is a way of clearing.
Yeah.
Clearing that and purifying, and you know, whether you use sage, myrrh, frankincense, you know, juniper, and all those things. I just, you know, I can't believe I'm so sad that we're going to run out of time, that we're going to come to the end here. But I have it's a surprise for you. But I want to, yes, well, it's because there's something that, because we didn't discuss this, but I've just been so. I have no words, you know, just a feeling to say thank you to you for being open and willing and courageous because, you know, you didn't know how this was all done and what journey we were embarking on creating food for the soul. And we've really taken us to, you know, through all the chakras and transformed together and created something that I hope everybody has got something from. And I've written little words for each chakra, and I want to share them with you, Pam.
Amazing, Lisa.
And with the world, because really, you know, we've gone through root, sacral, solar, heart, throat, third eye, and crown, and it's been transformative and healing and nourishing. And so, I'd start with my this one sentence for each one, and it starts with the root. I receive and I give generously. For the sacral. I accept who I am, solar, and connect with the world, heart. I stand confidently as I feel joy and peace in the throat, expressing truthful song and harmony. The third eye, I imagine and I'm creative and I'm aware of my wisdom. And the crown, with my aura shining brightly, I am connected to pure bliss.
So, beautiful, Lisa.
Oh, you know what? I forgot about the aura. And if we have a moment here, no, we're not going to have a moment. Well, I'm going to let you have a final moment here to say if anybody would like to connect with you, Pamela LaRocque, how would they do that? And you can. I would like you to say your final goodbye.
Sure. You can connect with me, and I do long distance healing at innerstrengthhealing.ca and pamelalaRocque.com. And, I believe, especially with ending with the crown chakra, that we are all here in a soul group and their soul clusterings. And I, you know, the gift of being divinely guided to Lisa and her show, and then again being divinely guided to getting to do this show because she interviewed me with the book Riken's Journey. It's been just the beginning of, I know, just a wonderful continuation of my life, and just the gift that Lisa bestows upon the world through her show Light on Living, and the essence of who Lisa is really just a blessing to me and anyone that gets to meet her, listen to her, and be part of her world. So thank you, Lisa.
Oh, well, thank you for that. You know, if everybody's vibration isn't just high just from hearing our gratitude for one another, and I think that's what really, I think our soul, our whole show about nourishing, you know, the soul is about having that gratitude just for another person, for ourselves. And I've loved all this experience with you. And we're gonna have, you know, all of our shows are on the archives and our replays on Om Times Radio here. And we can connect, like you said, through Facebook or innerstrengthhealing.com for you, Lisa Berry, for me, like a strawberry. Off the antioxidants. And I am going to put it out there, if anybody is curious or interested about Juice Plus, I do want you to connect with Pamela or myself, because you know, eating and nourishing the body certainly goes a long way. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Pamela, so much for everything you've already done and given. And I just send you so much love.
Yes, and back to you, Lisa. Take care.
Oh,
and everybody, you have an amazing day, and best of luck with your chakras.
Woo, yes. Bye, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye.